Madison. This 26-year-old high school fashion design teacher has built a platform on social media where she boldly shares her convictions, speaking up for life, educating individuals on topics like human trafficking, and encouraging our generation to get involved and use their voices. Madison's passion for freedom, truth, and presenting politics with a biblical mindset will encourage you in your own journey as we, as God's daughters, choose to speak up and shine for such a time as this. Right. Well, friends, I'm so excited to have Madison with us today. This is going to be such a fun conversation. There's so many things we could talk about, so much we could dive into, but let's just start at the beginning of your story. Let's find out kind of your genesis with social media, like how old you were when you first started sharing online content, and what were you using? Were you a blogger, Instagram, or YouTube? What kind of did that look like for you?
Yeah. So I think I first got Instagram when I was 17. I wasn't allowed to like have social media up until that point. So I was in like my junior or senior year of high school and I posted on there, but really I got into everything when I started a blog when I was about 18. And so that was on the old like blogger website where like everyone had their blog back in the day. When that was a really big thing. It's not quite as big of a deal anymore. So that was kind of my first introduction to everything, is starting a blog and then sharing that content on Instagram as well. And then as social media has just changed throughout the years, I've diversified my content, started creating content on other platforms, really don't do the blogging thing anymore, kind of just do straight social media, whether that's videos, posts, photography, those kinds of things. So it's changed as social media and technology has changed.
Yeah, super fun. I love that. So when everything started, did you have an initial spark like of inspiration to begin posting? Like, did you have an initial why, or were you kind of setting out to be like, oh, I want to create a vibe that feels like this, or this is my purpose? Or was it just something you kind of just stumbled into naturally, blindly, and had to figure it out over the years?
I feel like it was a little bit of both. I originally started a blog because I wanted to share my love for fashion with other people and just why I loved fashion and kind of what that looked like in my life. And so that was kind of my reason for starting a blog. And then as just time went on and I got more into social media, obviously I shared all of that on Instagram as well. And then the content that I've shared has changed over the years. But I think at the end of the day, it was really just me wanting to share kind of who I was, what I loved, why I loved fashion, and connect with other people who kind of had like my similar like mindsets and perspectives.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so fun. It sounds like it was very organic. Like it wasn't, I don't know. It's just fun to find out what people were initially thinking and then see how it grows and changes. So exactly. I know for me, one of the first things that caught my eye about your post was definitely your love for fashion, your colorful photos. I love that you share all of that on Instagram, and I would love to hear more about why you love fashion, what it was initially that got you interested in it.
I really don't know exactly what sort of my love for fashion. I think I always just loved clothes. And to me, clothes weren't just clothes. They were a way of showing my creativity and getting to play around with that, but also expressing myself. Mm-hmm. So I've always said over the years that fashion was just a way of me to kind of speak without ever having to like open my mouth and say something, for me to be able to like tell other people what I loved, who I was, by just the clothes that I wear. And it's still the same thing today, but I feel like it's also just changed as well, to kind of just fit more of my personality on a day-to-day basis. It's definitely gotten a lot bolder, and a lot different throughout time. But I would just say fashion is a language to me, and it's not just clothes. It's kind of a way of like speaking and communicating.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you also do teach fashion, you teach a fashion class as well.
I'm also a high school fashion design teacher. So that is part of that is, yeah, instilling that passion, that love of fashion in my students, but also teaching them how to sew and teaching them those skills where they can kind of make their own clothes.
So cool. I love it. I just think that's amazing that you're able to do all of that. And that's so cool. So as well as, like I already said, I love your cute outfits. I love all your fun posts. But I think one of the things that really got me even more interested in what you were posting and sharing is when your post started to become a little bit more controversial, so to say, in the best way, of course, you started to use your voice to speak out on topics that a lot of Christians are honestly either scared to talk about or tend to shy away from. And I'm curious if you have a specific moment where you were like, oh my goodness, I need to stand up. I need to say something. I need to start talking about this. Or was it more of a gradual process for you?
Exactly. I think I've definitely stepped into a new era online with sharing controversial things. And I was trying to think what kind of that pivotal moment was. Yeah. And I think it goes back to maybe like 3 years ago when I started talking about human trafficking online. I feel like that was my first time like really talking about something that I was passionate about. And that's been like a consistent conversation that I've carried out on social media throughout the years. But then we had like the 2020 election. And so as I started to learn more about politics and just everything going on in the world, I started to be a little bit more vocal about that online. And I think the main thing that kind of just like put everyone over the edge and really like dove me straight into controversial things is sharing a post about being pro-life and speaking out against abortion. I think it was like last year in January. And I remember posting that and getting like so much hate for it. I like had so many people unfollow me. And then ever since then, I was like, okay, it doesn't matter. Like I already started talking about this. I might as well just continue talking about these things because they need to be shared because they're topics of conversation in our day.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. That's so good. Something that I really admired about you and just watching is the way that you definitely are bold and you speak the truth, but you do it in love. It's not like in an obnoxious, I know better than you sort of way. Like you're definitely representing Christ as you share and as you step out. And so with, as you're talking about so many of these different discussions that people seem to shy away from, I think it's interesting that you're choosing to have the conversations online, because I know some people, they may be passionate about these things, but they might think, oh, I shouldn't bring it up online. Like that's not really the best place to do that. So I would love to know why you choose to talk about these things online and to use your platform to discuss politics and everything that's going on.
Exactly. I mean, I think one of the biggest things is that in my like real life outside of social media, offline, I am surrounded by so many people who have my same views. And so we talk about those things, but there isn't really a difference of opinions. And on social media, you find that. You find people who have all these different views and perspectives. And so when I share something that is different from what someone else believes, it kind of opens up the ability to have those conversations with them. And those can be really tough. Like I don't like confrontation. I don't like people like telling me that I'm wrong or getting mad at me. But I've always just kind of told myself that if I can be that one person that is a positive influence on their life, like they have a conversation with someone that believes something differently than they do, and I'm not spewing hate to them and telling them that I hate them and don't like them, and they leave that conversation going, wow, someone disagreed with me, but they actually did it in a kind, in a loving way. I think that just changes the narrative, because people often think that they just come into contact with people who spew hate, kind of have different opinions than they do. And so I think that it just is a much more positive way of kind of having those conversations in love. And I think people are a lot more receptive to them sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. And like, even if you just plant that initial seed, like even if you're not the person that necessarily changes their mind on something, it's just so beautiful to be able to at least speak life into them, and that will stick with them for years down the road. So that's really awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so good. So what would you say to our listeners who carry a similar passion, who are just so like disgusted and fed up with so much of what is happening in our culture, but they're scared to speak up because, I mean, especially online, like you said, they might get hate comments, they might lose followers, or even just get punished by big tech, their Instagram numbers drop. I know that happens to all of us constantly. So what would you say to someone who is concerned about those things, but they have a heart to want to speak out?
Exactly. I mean, it's definitely a valid concern. I mean, I still have those questions sometimes. It's, you know, okay, I'm going to post this and I know that I am going to have conversations with these people and people are not going to like that I'm posting this. And so I think the first thing is just to listen to your convictions. If you are feeling that way and you have a conviction about something, it's there for a reason, because you're meant to speak about it. So your convictions matter, and God gave them to you because he wants you to speak on them because you have a passion for them. And we need people to passionately speak about the things that they have writing fictions about, the things that break their heart. And I always just remind myself, like, if you go back to scripture, the Bible literally tells us all the time that the world's going to hate us because we believe in God. Right. And so it's not like we have been promised that we aren't going to come into into contact with these things and these hard situations. We're literally told we're going to get backlash. We're going to get hated. We're going to lose people in our life because of what we believe. And so I think if we come into social media and posting these things and sharing our convictions with that understanding that people aren't going to like me for this, but I'm called to speak out in truth. I think that's going to be something that really fuels the fire for us to continue to have these conversations, to start having these conversations, to raise our voice about them. And I'm always reminded about the verse in Philippians 3:7-9. And it talks about whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of knowing Christ. Mm-hmm. And so I think in social media, a lot of times we look at those numbers and those followers and we think, I can't lose those numbers. Like, I'm building my follower count for, you know, whatever reason, because I want to have those higher numbers to, you know, have connections to different things. But if we're losing people, it's because we're speaking about something that needed to be talked about and people didn't want to hear that truth. And so I have definitely lost hundreds and thousands of followers across different social media platforms the past couple of years. But at the end of the day, I know that those numbers really didn't mean anything. And I've gained even more amazing people who found my pages and followed me through that. So now more than ever, the world really just needs bold voices to speak out over things. And honestly, when we push back, we show the world that we aren't going to be bought by lies. We also show big tech that they can't silence our right to free speech as well. So it's just so important.
Yeah, that's so good. I love it. That's awesome. So as you mentioned, you know, earlier in 2020, the election, everything that went down there, our nation and really the entire world has been through so much the past couple years. And it's really, you know, it's so easy to look at the darkness. It's easy to look at all the negative things. But if you take a deeper look, there's so much that God's doing right now. He is truly raising up this grassroots of fierce young people who are just so grabbed by the heart of their convictions, and they are just moving forward. They're getting involved with politics. They're educating themselves. They're making their voices heard. And just so much has happened in the past 2 years. And that has so excited me to see God moving in the midst of everything happening. And so there's a lot of really great movements that are happening right now, but one of my favorites is definitely Turning Point USA, which is led by Charlie Kirk. I feel like most of our listeners would know what that is, but there may be some people who have never heard of that before. So I would love to know. I know that you eventually got involved with it, but for those who just have no clue what it is, if you just kind of want to explain that a little bit.
Exactly. I love Turning Point so much. And I do agree, there's so much positive change that has happened over the last couple of years, and it's been awesome. I think just with everything that people have experienced, it's kind of pushed people to the edge to finally be willing to stand up for what they believe. So yes, Turning Point USA, if you aren't familiar with it, it's a conservative organization that seeks to educate students and young adults with conservative values, give them education, and just instill ideas of politics and government and engage them in discussions and action to win the culture war. That's their biggest thing. And so Turning Point has chapters at high schools. They have it on college campuses. And so their whole idea is to just engage people while they are young, at their most impressionable time, when people are getting influenced by these very woke leftist extreme ideas at college campuses, but instill them with the truth and the truth of our history as Americans, and then give them the tools to go out into the world and have those conversations and make a positive change.
Yeah,
it's honestly kind of crazy how I heard about Turning Point. I think it was about 3 years ago, and I actually heard it from one of my former students, which is kind of crazy. The whole story of how I kind of came into it, it was right around the 2020 election, I feel like. Okay. And it was after she had graduated, and we met up for coffee. And so we were talking about politics because she was super into all of that. And she was like, "Hey, do you know who Charlie Kirk is? Do you know who Turning Point is?" And I was like, "No, I haven't heard of them." She's like, "You have to go follow them online." And so I remember going to follow Charlie that day and follow Turning Point. I started learning so much by all of their posts and just realized why they were such an important organization. And then just getting to get more involved in their organization over the past year has just been really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know. When I first connected with them, I was like, everybody needs to know about this. How am I not? It was one of those things where I was like, how did I not know that this exists? Absolutely. So that's why I definitely wanted to mention that in today's episode of if you don't know about Turning Point, you need to check it out. It's just, there's like you said, there's so much that's available. There's so much you can educate yourself on. And it's just really exciting and encouraging to see what God's doing and how he's just stirring that up in people. So another note on that is that you were also connected with them. How did that happen? How did you get connected? What are you doing with them? What does that look like?
Yeah. So, it's been awesome. So I attended my first Turning Point event in December of 2021. It was America Fest, in Phoenix, Arizona. And it was just awesome to be at that event in an atmosphere with all these people who loved America, who had conservative values, who were just passionate about making, a change, and just be surrounded by so many like-minded people. Like, you can literally talk about whatever you want and not be afraid that someone's going to get offended or not like what you have to say. And it's just really cool. So I remember while I was at America Fest, I actually got a message on Instagram from Turning Point's media team, and they were like, "Hey, we would love for you to be an ambassador for us." And it was crazy because I had just been thinking that day, I had left a session and I was like, I really want to get more involved with Turning Point some way. Like, I don't know what that looks like and how that's going to happen. And then they sent me a message. And so it was really cool to be able to connect with them. And all of that was finalized earlier this year, where I got to join their ambassador program. And so really what that is that I get to use my social media platforms to continue to just share what I believe, share my convictions, but also work with Turning Point to share their content, to share details about their events. I get to go to their events. And it's just really cool to be able to work with them and be a part of that as like an active member.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so fun. I know. I just love to see how the puzzle pieces started connecting for you. Cause like I mentioned, I don't know how long I've been following you. It was a long time ago, and just kind of slowly seeing, like, it started with the fashion stuff and then, you know, more of the political things and and then all of a sudden you were like, yeah, now I'm with Turning Point. And I was like, oh, this is so fun. I love how God takes the things that we're passionate about and the things that are aligned with his heart. And he just, you know, starts to make those connections and give those opportunities to be able to use your voice and encourage people. So I love that. Exactly. Hey Dreamers, Libby Lynn here. I hope you're enjoying today's episode of Dream to Destiny. Before we jump back into part two, I wanted to let you know that my brand new book, The Revolution, which is number 4 in the Tales of Tarsarella series, releases this summer, July 7th, 2022. You can find all the Tales of Tarsarella books on Amazon or on my website, LibbyLynnBlog.com. The Tales of Tarsarella is about a royal family living in a fictitious nation in Europe. Meet all 8 siblings of the royal fam as they navigate life in the public eye, learn the importance of guarding their hearts, and grow closer in their walk with God and each other on this unforgettable multi-book journey. You can read book 1, The Coronation, for free on KDP, or you can grab an e-copy for just 99 cents. Happy reading! So awesome. So we are going to get into the nitty gritty of this thing. And I think that people really tiptoe around a lot of these topics. And I mean, you know, God bless the people that have that perspective. And I, you know, that's just where they're at in life. But so many people are, you know, Christians specifically are afraid to get involved with politics. They're afraid to, if they do have a conviction, they're afraid to speak out about it. And a lot of pastors, you know, it's like, well, we're not going to talk about that in the pulpit, or that's not something that we're going to bring up, or Christian authors or artists or influencers. I know for me, especially with everything going on in 2020, I was so shocked by the lack of discussion that we saw coming from a lot of these Christian influencers and leaders and pastors. And so I would love to know your thoughts on that. Like, why do you think that Christians are so afraid? And why are we not seeing more people getting involved and speaking up?
Exactly. I mean, that's such a good question. I think all of us as believers have definitely experienced that in either our own churches or just people we followed online who we thought were going to speak up for something and they didn't. And it's been really eye-opening. So I think one thing is that far too many Christians think that Christians shouldn't be involved in politics because politics aren't a part of the church. And that's a total lie, honestly. And I think it's really because they think that separation of church and state means that politics don't belong in the church, but politics affect the church at like every level. And so people don't realize that when they choose not to be involved in politics, tactics, it's actually a detriment to their freedom of believing what they believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a detriment to the church and the church's ability to exist in our society today. One of my favorite speakers in the political movement is Ali Beth Stuckey. She has an amazing podcast called Relatable, and something that she talks about all the time when people are questioning whether or not Christians should be engaged in politics. And she always says that politics matter because policy matters and people matter. People matter because they are affected by policies. And if we aren't involved in politics, we have no ability to influence change over policies. And those are the things that are really tiny, but actually have the biggest impact on our communities and on our churches. So I think a lot of Christians also think that, like, at the end of the day, God's ultimately in control, which he is. He allows people to be in power, you know, even if we don't agree with them, even if we don't like them. But at the end of the day, he also gave us the freedom to exercise our speech, to go out and vote, to be involved in this. And we choose to just passively sit back. We're just allowing things to happen, and we're not taking advantage of those rights that we have been given under our Constitution, which was founded under biblical principles. And a lot of times, really just at the core, I think they don't want to lose their standing of their platform and come off as maybe hateful or unloving or be canceled, because we've seen that all over the board. And so people are just really fearful of that. And for some, I also just think that they aren't educated enough. They just choose not to speak out because they aren't educated. Or if they do speak out and they're speaking out with the whole popular, very kind of, in a way, woke and progressive views, it's because they are just repeating what they've seen online, what they've seen other people in their same position doing, and they aren't actually taking the time to look at the facts and educate themselves so that they can be an informed voice. And so I think all of those things just kind of go hand in hand for why we have seen a lot of Christians kind of shy away from speaking out.
Yeah, that's so good. I love those were a lot of really good points. And just like you said, coming back to educating yourself, and I'm sure that there are people listening that are like, I do want to be speaking out more and I want to share, but how do I, you know, what are maybe a couple of good resources to check out for wanting to grow in those areas? We've already mentioned Turning Point. Is there anything else that kind of pops into your head?
Turning Point is awesome. Another really great organization is PragerU. They're kind of like Turning Point. They have a ton of amazing educational videos. So anything you have questions about, you can probably go to their website or their YouTube and find a video that explains why you need to talk about this. Here is the perspective that you need to understand. And then just also going and looking at all of the contributors for Turning Point, all the people who work for Turning Point or kind of do all their coverage of popular things, go and follow them all individually. They're always sharing amazing things. The Daily Wire is also awesome. So those are kind of my three: Turning Point, The Daily Wire, and PragerU. But then all of just these independent people who literally go and do research every single day to look at the truth and look at the facts, finding those people on social media, they have so much valuable knowledge to share. And I know I have learned so much from following all of these conservative influencers, is kind of what we would call them, because they speak out about this and they educate their followers about what's going on.
Yeah, that's so good. Those are some great tips. Yeah, so make sure you guys go check out all of her suggestions. I will see if maybe I can leave a list down below too, so you'll have some links to check out. But yeah, that is all so good. So I guess maybe my final question for you is, what do you believe that our call is as Christian women who are totally on fire in love with Jesus? How do we respond to the culture right now? Biblically, what is our call? What is it that we as women of God can actually be doing to make a difference?
Absolutely. I mean, the crazy thing is that we're living in a society today that is trying to diminish what it is to be a woman, that's trying to totally take away the existence of women as women by saying that whoever wants to be a woman can become a woman. And I think that recognizing that you have a voice and using your voice is so important. And two, just living confidently in your values as a woman. That is the most controversial thing right now, is saying, I'm a woman. True. I am proud to be a woman because this is who God made me. I am proud of the values that I have, you know, and the things that I believe in. And I'm not just going to let anyone take that away from me. I'm going to speak up and speak in to what it is to be a woman. Because again, the world just wants to destroy what it means to be a woman. And that's the most powerful tool that you have really in this day and age, to show the world what strong women are, what strong biologic women are. And also just to speak out in love about Jesus and also share the truth. I think one of our strongest things that we can do is to be kind and loving to other people. Like, we can share the facts, we can share the truth, we can tell people in a loving way that they're wrong and give them educational facts to back that up without just blasting hate. And that's going to be something that blows people away, is you told me I was wrong and you gave me the facts, but you did it in a loving way, which made me take a step back and question what I believe and to determine if what I believe is actually true and why do I believe this, like to question people of why they believe what they believe and why. And then also to just realize that you don't have to speak about every topic. You don't have to be an expert over every topic. Find those topics that when you hear about them, it breaks your heart. It moves you emotionally, those things that you want to talk about with every single person, and use that as the topic that you raise your voice about and be the expert on, and speak truth into the world. And people are going to be educated and influenced by that because they see your passion for it, and that's going to move them in so many ways. And also just at the end of the day, to live rooted in God's word. And don't redefine the Bible and scripture just to be popular. Like, at the end of the day, if we can just go back to scripture and what scripture says and who God is and who he calls us to be as women, we're going to be forces of nature, in a very controversial, crazy world that we live in. So
definitely. I love that. I love that it's so simple. I feel like we complicate it, and it's amazing that everything's laid out for us in God's word. Everything is right there. And when we just live his word and be who he's called us to be as women, it literally changes everything because it's so counterculture. And we get such dramatic reactions from people when that happens, but it's just that picture of the kingdom of heaven and how the Lord set it up, and it's perfect. So I absolutely love that. Well, thank you so much for this fun conversation, Madison. I know that it's going to encourage everyone who's listening. Is there anything else that you want to share before we wrap up?
Not really. I think this has been an awesome conversation. I would just want to encourage anyone who's listening to this, to go out and educate yourself. I think a lot of times, we keep ourselves from speaking out because we feel like we don't know everything, and it's okay to not know everything. It's okay to tell people, you know, hey, I don't have an answer to that. Let me go do some research for you. But don't be afraid to go educate yourself, to go look into the truth and really understand not only what you believe, but why, because you're going to be so much more confident and raising your voice, and sharing those things online. And don't be afraid when you get hate, when you get pushback and, you know, your followers go down, because it's all going to be worth it in the end, because God's truth ultimately, is the thing that wins at the end of the day. It's the most important thing.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dream to Destiny. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you rate and review and pass this episode on to a friend. What did you think of today's episode? I would love to hear from you. What topics would you enjoy on future episodes? Do you have any special guest ideas? Shoot me an email and let me know. LivyLynnAuthor@yahoo.com. That's LivyLynnAuthor@yahoo.com.